If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Kinda Funny's doing an old school Patreon pledge drive all August long. If you like the content we've made in 2023, we'd like you to consider supporting us on patreon.com/kindafunny for the month. Just $10 would get you more than 300 exclusive episodes of shows like Kinda Feudy, Gregway, and more. We couldn't do this without you, so thank you for your support.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Wednesday, July 2nd. That is not true. August 2nd, 2023.
Yeah.
I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, Addy O.A. Jr. Joining me is my softball teammate,
Woo!
Snow Michael. Michael, how's it going?
We're going to call you Base Hit Poppy from now on, Base Big Dog, because you have to getting it done on the diamond.
What a fun time softball is.
Diamond Poppy, outfield Poppy, big play Poppy.
You got to find a P word.
P. Okay, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
About
Become it. A pitcher.
Yeah,
pitcher if you were pitching, if you were whipping it, yeah,
How are you about pitching?
I would love to
pitch. I'm not seeing you pitch yet.
As I told you, I wanted to be team captain of the softball group. Unfortunately, I could not be team captain. Did volunteer as pitcher. Mm-hmm. It looks like our team captain will be the pitcher. The pitcher in softball always touches the ball, kind of dictates the game, can slow it down, can speed it up. You can throw some wild, funky pitches.
Yeah.
Like I like to
Nobody's doing
that. I like to throw the sleeper, bless, where I get that thing up to like the ceiling as high as the ref will let me, sometimes 12 feet. Depends on how hot the ref is, you know what I mean?
But 12 feet. I'm throwing that thing 12 feet in the sky.
I'm throwing this up there, and you sit there. And then you try to swing, and you miss it, you know what I mean? That's called the sleeper pitch.
Do people hit... If I don't swing at that, it's going to be a ball, right?
I mean, like, most likely, yes.
Are those ever, like, fair
Well,
throws?
If I drop it on the plate, that's a strike.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, if remember, okay. In softball, in co-ed softball, everyone, of course, if it hits the plate, either the, you know, normal plate or the back plate, that is a strike, so.
Now, how much studying did you do for this league? Were you on the internet? Were you on Wikipedia?
I mean, I was on the Zog.
Anticipating you were going
to
be captain.
Softball preparation. Yeah. I was ready to tell the team what to do, lead the stretches, give a good pregame speech.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you know, I had to hand it over to Jacob.
You can still do that.
Yeah, well,
nothing's
you know.
Stopping you from giving
I have to let this
speeches.
Kid get his, I have to let this guy get his captain's.
What, but like, let's be real. Jacob isn't doing that.
I mean, week four, I'll take it over if he's not doing it. I'll give him one more week.
Fair enough. I mean, this week you didn't even play on our team. That's the other big thing is that this week you were playing for the opposite team.
This one's for Roger. I had to catniss it. I like to call it catniss, you know, because I sacrificed myself for the other team. So I went over there.
Dang it. God dang it. But it was a fun time.
Made some new friends. We had a great time playing softball. We're back on the diamond, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having some fun. And that's what it's all about, getting outside of the studio and sharing some memories together, which is great.
Oh, yeah. I saw somebody in chat mention that they're listening to this at 1 p.m. in Eastern time. And I never really think about that, Mike.
Oh, you don't think about that?
No, the fact that I am sitting here with my coffee, still somewhat waking up, getting ready for, you know, talking about the news and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, somebody just finished lunch.
That person is attacking their day.
Yeah, that person is like in peak form right now, listening to groggy me talk about video game news.
When do you get your peak form? When is Blessing's peak form in the day?
9 p.m. when I'm going to sleep. when I'm rolling into my bed.
That's good. That's
when I get
good,
to close my eyes and just dream off. Yeah, that's my peak form.
That's right peak form, Bless. Okay.
I'd probably say like noon to 1. Somewhere around there.
I like that.
And it's usually when I'm off content. I feel like that's the worst part. Is that around that time I'm either getting lunch or I'm working on a kind of feudy or I'm playing a game. I'm usually not on camera by 1 p.m. Usually it is.
When it's your game time.
Yeah, you know. Games Daily for me is 10 a.m. And then what? PS I Love You's recording, I want to say like 2 around there. Like a Gamescast is recording at around a 3. And so very rarely do y'all see me in peak form. But
interesting. Yeah, so we're missing optimal Bless.
Yeah.
We're getting warm-up Bless. And we're getting crashing Bless.
Yeah.
But we can't get perfect Bless yet.
But, like, I feel like optimal Bless is almost better served off camera for when I'm working on other things.
Okay.
Like, when I'm making my kind of feudy questions, that's when you want me in optimal form. Because then,
when you're in the kitchen cooking up.
When I'm in the kitchen cooking up, that's when the synapses are firing. That's when I'm putting together all these great ideas. That's when I am riding a dope Blessing show. You know, that's when I am thinking ahead of, like, what is the shit list for the week going to be? That's when you want me in optimal form.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
On camera, yeah, let me phone it in here. And then putting the word behind.
Are you going to phone in the intro? Because remember, I've challenged you to look directly at the camera and just do the intro.
First of all, I've been doing that for a while.
Last time I checked and you were like, I haven't done that at all.
No, I've been doing half and half.
Okay, I like that.
Or half the time I'm looking at the camera. Okay. Then, yeah, when I need that comfortability, I look back, I glance down.
Good.
Last time you hosted the show, though.
I had to read.
You read the whole thing.
I had to.
You told me that you were going to go up.
Well, it was
my
first time in a month.
But you said you were going to go up and not look at the notes.
I was going to try.
Do you want to try right now? You can do the intro for me if you want.
No, I can't hit it.
No, you can't? All right, I'll do it. Like, because, of course, today's stories include Jedi Survivor coming to PS4 and Xbox One. Video game sales for June are here and more, because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday at 10 a.m. live right here on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames and Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. If you're watching live, you can correct us when we get stuff wrong by going to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. If you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, or you can listen later on podcast services around the globe by searching for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Remember, you can use Epic Creator Code Kinda Funny on all Epic Store and Epic in-game purchases like Rocket League and Fortnite to help support the channel. To be a part of the show, head to kindoffunny.com/KFGD to write in with your questions, squad ups, and more. And remember, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and Kinda Funny will get you the show ad-free plus a bevy of bonus content. Housekeeping for you. Barrett's Zelda in Review Part 2 is up right now on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. It's every Zelda game ranked, and it's a must-watch piece of content that you can catch right now. Barrett, how was it getting to experience the world premiere of Zelda in Review Part 2?
Oh, it was a fun time. Thank you to everybody who came through for the YouTube premiere yesterday. But of course, you can still catch it now over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Zelda in Review Part 2, where I add the Minish Cap, the Oracle games, and Tears of the Kingdom to my official Zelda ranked list. So yeah, watch it. Have a fun time. It's an hour and a half, so it's a meaty one. And enjoy.
Oh, yeah. And should people watch the first one before watching this one, or can they hop into this one fresh?
I do, I would always recommend. I always recommend, maybe check out the original adventure that got us here. But in the very beginning of Part 2, I do kind of recap, kind of highlighting specific things that I might call back to in this one. And at the end of that, I do give my kind of where the ranking had left off in Zelda in Review Part 1. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then also, we got a new episode of the Kinda Funny XCast that is up right now. And it's a special gameplay presentation for Sea of Thieves, The Legend of Monkey Island, that is up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Mike, what's up with that?
Little special XCast. Not an actual podcast. We're still recording the podcast this afternoon. But I had the opportunity to sit down with the team over at Rare, explore the new Melee Island, of course, Monkey Island now coming to Sea of Thieves. And so they took me on a cool guided tour that kind of just became two bros, Mike and Mike, chatting it up. And we played the whole Tall Tale. So there will be three Tall Tales within the Monkey Island universe that they're adding to Sea of Thieves. We played the first one for you. So you'll have about an hour to an hour and a half of just kind of director commentary along with me asking questions and just having a good time, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Fun bonus content for you right there, a bonus XCast. And then, Mike, you're doing a regular episode of the XCast later today. Also later today, Mike and Nick's awesome 90s movie night is back. You can join us tonight at 7:30 p.m. on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames for a watch-along of the Jean-Claude Van Damme classic, Time Cop. Will JCVD do the slips and blow Mike's mind? Tune in to find out.
It's going to be wild. That should have been the splits. But I like that he put slips in
there. Yeah, the slips. Okay,
yeah, so he's known for doing the splits. And when we were in Blood Sports, he was doing a lot of splits, and then he was fucking uppercutting people in the nuts. It was crazy, man.
Hell yeah, dude. And then next week, WrestleQuest arrives from Mega Cat Studios, and KFW is in the game. You can take a look at us right here. And let me tell you, this is really cool. Of course, right now, Barrett has it pulled up on the video version, the sprites of us in the game. And you see here, you got Gruesome Greggy, you got... for a second, I thought that was Nick. That's not Nick.
No.
Who is that?
Got to bring in the correctness. That is Johnny Ace.
That is Johnny Ace right there.
Your world champion.
You also got Tim Geddes. You got Snowbike Mike. You got Joey Noel. Hashtag JNW.
JNW.
And then also you got Blessing Adioye Jr. right there, all in sprite form, hanging out in WrestleQuest. And so,
pretty special.
That's really cool. That's a really cool
crossover. First time I'm in a video game.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, this is like a big moment for me.
Oh,
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So shout out to the WrestleQuest team. Like, thank you so much to everyone that worked on that game. Freaking rad. I cannot wait to play this and experience this. This is the first time.
Thank you so much for this.
I know you were in State of Decay, so it's like you've been around.
Yeah, but that wasn't me. That was just my likeness.
Yeah,
you know, but that wasn't me.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about likeness soon in a story coming up.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you about your likeness.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you to our Patreon producers, Jedi Master Deadpool, Delaney Twining, and Logan Delaney. Today we're brought to you by Honey, BetterHelp, and Shady Rays, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have seven stories today.
A baker's dozen.
Starting with our number one, Star Wars Jedi Survivor is coming to PS4 and Xbox One. This is Eddie at GameSpot. Star Wars Jedi Survivor is headed to more platforms. During publisher Electronic Arts' earnings briefing, the company announced that developer Respawn is now in the early stages of bringing the Star Wars game to PS4 and Xbox One. Jedi Survivor launched at the end of April this year for PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. The game enjoyed generally favorable reviews, but the PC version left something to be desired in terms of performance. EA released multiple patches to address the issues over time. The announcement from Respawn and EA today about bringing Jedi Survivor to older consoles probably came as a surprise to some. In February, game director Stig Asmussen told Play Magazine via Game Rant that Respawn was skipping PS4 and Xbox One so the company could take full advantage of the superior processors and memory of the PS5 and Xbox Series X compared to the PS4 and Xbox One. Asmussen said Respawn was hoping to achieve, quote, a true next-gen experience with Jedi Survivor. Respawn did not say when Jedi Survivor might launch on PS4 and Xbox One or provide any further details on how this version of the game might be different from the PS5 and Xbox Series X edition. So, like, Mike, first of all, did you play Star Wars Jedi Survivor?
I did not, Bless.
Okay.
I did not. I have not played.
Because it wasn't on PS4 and Xbox One.
Correct, Bless. I was on my Xbox One VCR just waiting for that, you know what I mean? But no, I haven't played this. I mean, for me, when I read this, like, hey, that's awesome that the team wants to go out there and put this game in more hands, right? Like, we always talk about it. We're in this weird life cycle where next gen is now current gen, but there's also millions of consoles on the old gen that are still living, still breathing, and have a large audience over there, right? So it's great that the team is able to figure this out, put it in more hands. Most importantly, here comes the money, right? Like, let's go chase that dollar bills because there's so many consoles over there. Why not sell it on that? It will be interesting to see what they take away. What is the performance mode? Is it a certain, you know, frame rate? Is it a certain resolution that we see kind of dip down from what we saw over on the next-gen consoles? But also, did PC get the love? Is PC back up to 110% where it should be?
I don't even know if consoles back is back up to 110% where it should be. That's the thing is, you know, in this article, they mentioned the game enjoyed favorable reviews, but the PC version left something to be desired in terms of performance. The console versions, I would say, also left something to be desired, right? The PC versions, I think, got the worst end of the deal. But even on consoles, at least during my review period, there are plenty of times where I'm like, oh, this is not stacking up. Like, there are crashes that I experienced. There are moments where it's like, dude, this frame rate is dipping, especially in, was it Cabo, the big open area in the game? Whenever you go there on consoles, it's like, dude, this is not okay.
Damn, you get to take a vacation to Cabo in Star Wars?
Yeah, you can take a vacation to Cabo. But like, wait, what's the name of the planet? Is that it?
I forget. Cabo's a real place, though, Bless.
Wait, what am I thinking of? Was there not a spot called Cabo in Star Wars Jedi Survivor? What was the big open planet? Chat, kindoffunny.com/.
Let us know in the wrong.
Kobo.
Kobo. You were close.
I was right there.
That was very close.
But yeah, like, the way that game ran on PS5 and Xbox Series X has me so curious on how they're going to figure that out for Xbox One and PS4. Because if that game struggles on the current gen platforms, I have no idea how they're going to make that or pull that off on last gen. My one worry.
Remember when that team put Apex Legends
on really pictures of Cabo Bear.
Yeah, oh, sorry. I thought these were Star Wars Jedi Survivor screenshots.
I understand how you can get those mixed up. They look very similar.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a large player audience there. Star Wars is a giant name, right? If I were to say we're bringing the Star Wars games to those older gen consoles, it's going to sell very well, right? Mm. Now the question is, what is that consumer going to get, right? Like you're saying, with this next gen hardware, didn't really live up to what you had as a standard, what you thought from Respawn. Mm-hmm. Will these old school players be getting exactly what you want out of this? Probably not, Bless, right? But this team has put their games on older hardware, right? Like I just said, Apex Legends got put on the Switch. Now, did it look good? Did it run good?
No.
Well, no. But they did it.
They did it.
But they did it, Bless.
They pulled it off. But is that what people want out of Star Wars Jedi Survivor? And does that even matter at this point? Right?
I think they just want Star Wars, right? Like, Star Wars as a title is big enough. I think Susie Q and Brad down the street, who are still playing on the Xbox One and PS4s, probably want like some new games coming to them that aren't next gen exclusive, right? And if you were to tell me Star Wars is coming, if I wasn't like, oh, I got to have the perfect frame rate, or man, I got to have perfect resolution, I'd probably be on board for that. Mm-hmm. Now, the question will be seen when this does drop. If you were to jump in there, Bless, and tell me, oh, Mike, this runs like dog shit, then it's a different situation. Because mm-hmm. then it will be refunds. There'll be a mass Twitter thing where everybody's screaming and yelling, right? But dollar bills are still coming in for EA. That's going to happen. For
That's true. Does it make you feel a type of way that EA said that, no, this has to be a current-gen game because of the features, because of the faster processing of these current-gen consoles. We can't do this on previous-gen. And now they're turning around on that. Does that strike you in any sort of way?
No, because that's what we wanted originally, right? We all forked out the $500 for this next-gen hardware because we wanted next-gen games, right? And especially at the three-year mark, we are looking around going, where are the true next-gen titles? Show me what this console is capable of. And people like Respawn, those talented developers, I expect the very best from them, and I want them to go chase the very best for me as the consumer, right? But then on the flip side, now 6 months, 9 months down the road, they say, oh, me and the team now, we've already released it. We've updated it. You would hope that it's in a better place now, right? But if they were to say, hey, now we want to bring it to old-gen consoles, I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, put it out on everything now. I've had my next-gen experience. I would have hoped.
Yeah, I'm of two minds. One, I think people overrate the importance of like, hey, this game is only coming to next gen. This game is only coming to PS5 and Xbox Series X. I think there can be some value in that, right? Especially when you're designing a game around those features, especially when you have something like Ratchet and Clank's Portals, right? Which, do they need an SSD? Do they not need an SSD? The game is coming out is out on PCs that you know, don't require SSD functionality, right? And so, like, what that is what it is. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I think there is something nice about being able to go, oh, this game is taking advantage of these specific features of the this cutting-edge piece of tech, right? We are pushing this thing to its limit, and we're designing this thing around. I think there's something really cool about that. But I think the reality of development and the reality of video games is that, like, that is a luxury to have as a video game developer. Most games aren't going to be able to do that. Most game developers are just doing what they can, right? They're figuring out what works for their level of creativity, their level of like time and effort and bandwidth that they're able to put into making something that they believe looks good, they believe plays good, they believe is living up to what their expectation of what they want their creative project to be. People are just doing their thing out there, right? Like, most games aren't going to be able to push the PS5 and Xbox Series X to the limit. And so if we end up in a place where it is, all right, we put this thing out here. Now let's put things out on platforms that have a wider install base because they've been around longer.
Yeah,
I totally understand and totally get that, right? Like, I think people put way too much stake on the fact that, oh, this is coming out to previous gen. Wow, no, that, now you're ruining this for whatever. Like, I don't, like, this game coming out to PS4 and Xbox One doesn't retroactively make Jedi Survivor work.
There's Jabroni saying that?
Dude.
Man, that's crazy. I agree with you.
When I woke up this morning, the first tweet I saw on Twitter were people mad about this.
Y'all Jabronis are crazy.
And it's like, what are we doing?
I mean, also with Xbox and the power of the cloud, right? A lot of these next-gen titles are still playable on the Xbox One via the cloud. Now, sure, that's internet-dependent, right? Like, you might not get the best performance. It's not running natively on your console. But at the same time, we're still getting them the opportunity to be able to play this.
Yeah. Right?
So I think that's also another cool feature. But for this, no, I'm not mad at it. Go get your money. Go let other people play this game.
My other question, right, on the other side of it is, how long does this go for? How long do we continue to get games coming out for the PS4 and Xbox One? Do we ever see a cutoff point where it is, all right, no more, we get to focus on the current gen?
Well, we've seen those cutoffs, right? We have seen that before in previous ones with Xbox 360 leading into the Xbox One and then onward to this next generation that we're sitting at. When is that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 2 years? Probably 4 years, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They were still releasing Nintendo DS games for quite some time, weren't they? Something weird like that? So, like, I'm not someone that's like, oh, you got to cut off that, right? If the development process states that you can put out a good title that's high quality to me now in the current gen and next gen areas that need to be there, and then you have time to go address that, if that's what the team and the development wants to do, go do that, right? I can't tell them what to do on their business. I have no problem with
that. Yeah. My one worry, and this is a purely speculative thing, right, that I have nothing to go off of as rather than just, like, you know, trying to read tea leaves here, is I hope this isn't a from the top down thing of Respawn developing this game for current gen consoles and putting in all their effort and, like, trying to push this thing for current gen consoles. And then EA looking at sales of Jedi Survivor and going, oh, this isn't selling as much as we want. Figure out how to put this on previous
EA would never do that, Blez.
Not EA.
I guess that would be a fun conversation of like, where's that directive coming from, right? Is that within the team at Respawn where they say, hey, we have now put this title out, we have the time. Before the next big project that we want to do, we can still work on this with a number of our employees here. Let's do this, right? Or is it EA, like you said, hey, pick up the phone. You guys made X, but we could have made way more.
We need to do more money out of this. Yeah. Now we got to put this on PS4, figure it out. And the game coming out on PS4 and just fucking not running the way it should be. That's the worst case scenario for this.
It's a big title, though. Star Wars, right? That's a lot of money just left in the pot if you don't go after it. So I could see both sides of this. It's just like, it's a lot of money you left on the table.
Yeah.
How many people is it really going to take to figure this out? And then you call them up and you say, Respawn, do it, you know?
Well, Mike, speaking of video game sales, story number two.
Woo!
Diablo 4 is June's best-selling game in the U.S., and PS5 is doing fantastically well. This is Wesley Yinpool at IGN. Diablo 4 was the best-selling game in June 2023 in the United States, according to new data. Circana's U.S. video game market results for June 2023 reveals Blizzard's action role-playing game is the third best-selling game of 2023 so far, behind only Hogwarts Legacy and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. That stat doesn't come as a surprise. Diablo 4 is Blizzard's fastest-selling game of all time, with over 10 million players. The launch of Diablo 4 even propelled Blizzard's financials to record levels. Final Fantasy 16, meanwhile, was the second best-selling game of June in the U.S. Its sales have become something of a battleground after Square Enix announced that the PS5 exclusive sold 3 million copies during launch week. Square Enix told IGN these launch sales were extremely strong, but sources speaking to IGN said sales had slowed considerably since then. Capcom's Street Fighter VI was the third best-selling game of June in the U.S. and is the 10th best-selling game of 2023 so far. Matt Piscatella, executive director of video games for Circana, said Street Fighter VI's launch month sales more than doubled those of Street Fighter V, which came out in February 2016. In fact, Street Fighter VI enjoyed the highest launch month dollar sales for a fighting game since the April 2019 launch of Mortal Kombat 11. Overall, strong sales of new releases and continued PS5 hardware strength led the U.S. video game market to grow 9% year-on-year. PS5, then, is enjoying an incredible time in the U.S. Not only was it the best-selling console in both unit and dollar sales during June 2023, but consumer spending on PlayStation hardware reached its highest June total since 2008, while unit sales were the highest achieved since 2010. PS5 continues to lead the 2023 hardware market across both units and dollars. And then I am going to pull from Benji Sales, who has the top 10 software sales for the month of June, and then also the hardware. Starting with software, starting at number 10, we have Spider-Man. At number 9, Spider-Man Miles Morales. MLB The Show 2023. Star Wars Jedi Survivor at number 7. COD Modern Warfare 2. Hogwarts Legacy at number 5, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom at number 4, Street Fighter 6 at number 3, Final Fantasy 16 at number 2, and then Diablo 4 at number 1. And then talking about hardware, in third place you have the Xbox Series X and S, in second place you have the Nintendo Switch, and then at number 1 currently you have the PS5 sitting there. Mike.
Man, so much to talk about, Blake.
Yeah, what does any of this stick out to you? It's surprising.
A lot of sticks out to me. I want to talk about Street Fighter with you, but of course I want to give the flowers to the team over at Blizzard and Diablo 4. Like, most importantly, this having that highest selling marker over there and selling so well is a big accomplishment, because we've seen Blizzard rest on their laurels and really not want to push older titles that they have in their IP bucket and really go forward with that. And it is awesome to see, after a decade of sitting on the shelf, Diablo back in the mainframe and being the hot ticket item, right? Like, that is crazy to me to think of, after Diablo 3 and then just kind of sitting and twiddling our thumbs going, what is Blizzard up to? What do they really want out of all of their IPs in this stable, right? We get StarCraft 2 gets no love, right? When is the next StarCraft, right? We get Warcraft 3 Reforged, which was just a mess, right? Then you look over, it is nothing but Overwatch. WoW continues to be a workhorse, we know that. But, like, it is nothing but Overwatch from this team. And the question was, will we get anything else? And they did a great job with Diablo. So shout out to them. I'm really impressed by that. It is red hot and amazing, right? Yeah. So all the kudos to that. The other one, Final Fantasy 16. I mean, big shout out. That's a great game.
For sure.
That's just a really good game.
Yeah.
I can see
your current game of the year?
For me, it personally is. It's just a little more up my alley with the faster paced combat. But like Zelda is still an incredible game. It's nothing to take away from that. But like that's my cup of tea right now. I really like that story. Of course, sales have slowed considerably. We'll see that pick up when there's sales during the summertime, like during fall holiday season. That will probably pick up. But I think where that number is, you got to give that credit, right, for being console exclusive. Shout out to that one, right?
Yep.
And then the big one for me is Street Fighter VI. Bless. You are the fighting game guy here in the company. You know I'm just a Mortal Kombat stan. I am a very general audience. And so I always look at you and go, is it Mortal Kombat? Because I don't know anything else, right? Mm-hmm. But to see that this sold as well as Mortal Kombat 11 back in 2019, right? That's a big splash for
well,
me.
Well, I don't know if it sold as well as Mortal Kombat 11, but it's the best-selling or highest launch dollar sales for a fighting game
but
since
But what I'm getting
Mortal
at
Kombat.
Is like, that's a big deal for the general audience to say, hey, there is another fighter that's not just Mortal Kombat, right? Yeah. Like, I think all the fighting game community and people will be like, oh, well, we've always known that. But it's like, it's a big deal to see something that's not Mortal Kombat showing you that, hey, this is a viable game that you can buy, general audience, that you will enjoy with, right? And for me, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I need to see that out of the fighting game because, like, it's the best-selling one since 2019. What other games have come out in the past, what, 4 years that's been?
See, and that's
nothing hot that means.
That's my thing with this is that, like, for me, this is business as usual for Street Fighter VI, where, of course, it is the best-selling fighting game since Mortal Kombat 11 because there's not been any release as big as a Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat since then, right? Like, we're talking about, since 2019, Guilty Gear Strive, and we're talking about pretty much all the other Arc System Works games. They crank out a lot of games, but, like, in that ecosystem of Arc System Works stuff, none of that stuff is selling as good as a Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter. And so for me, this lines up. And it's nice seeing that it's in the top three for the month of June, right?
Yeah.
But my thing is, it should be in the top three. It's Street Fighter, and the other two games that came out were Final Fantasy and Diablo, right? So, like, I would think that this is how things should shake out between Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 16, and Street Fighter 6 being the top three in that order. For me, I want to see what the continued sales of Street Fighter 6 looks like because I think they're off to a good start. But over the course of the DLC drops and the seasonal stuff and the battle pass, I want to see what sales for Street Fighter 6 looks like, let's say at the end of the year and also at the end of the next couple of years. Is it going to be able to hit that 10 million number that they forecasted for it, right, that they want to hit for it? That would put them above Street Fighter 5. I think that it seems like they're on track for that, but I think that'll be the big thing to see if they hit.
Does it stay in the top 10 of best-selling games for the year, or will we see this drop off?
I think it'll drop off for the year, yeah. I think with the release of Spider-Man, with the release of... Now I'm trying to think of what else is going to come up and outsell Street Fighter. I'll think Alan Wake 2 might have a chance. Oh, Starfield is for sure going to outsell
Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat will outsell Street Fighter, yes. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's not going to be in the top 10 by the end of the
year. You don't think
so? Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, good job getting there right now, right? I believe it said it's at number 10. Currently,
yeah,
it's the best. It's the 10th best selling game of 2023 so far. I think that's huge. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mortal Kombat is gonna knock that out. I think Mortal Kombat is gonna end up in the top.
I mean, a solid month of June right now when you look at it, right? Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales. People getting ready for Spider-Man 2. Yeah. That seems
and also
to be
that was
normal.
Also June when we got Spider-Verse. And so I think that was just Spider hype.
Yeah, of course.
But it's also really cool to see that those two games are in the top 10 for June.
Right now,
just the month of June
going down,
and like those came out years ago. That's
MLB
incredible.
The Show continues to sell well, and that's even on Game Pass as well. So it's like big deal. I always love seeing MLB The Show really continue to perform for PlayStation and Sony. Jedi Survivor, we just talked about that. Yeah. I mean, you got to assume that's going to sell very well whenever this old gen, next gen comes out, right? Like that's going
to
be a big deal. That will
I'm
probably
still curious
be up
to
there
because that's the one thing
that's
going to
be
about
up there.
Is the sales power of previous gens still there now, right? Now that we're this many years into the PS5 and Xbox Series X, what is that balance of people that had a PS4 Xbox 360 or not 360, Xbox One, and have gone out and bought a PS5 or Xbox Series X, right? Like, are we still going to see those continued sales being worth it for people to continue putting out games? Because that's really going to be when the cutoff is when it stops being viable sales-wise to port these things to these older gen consoles.
You would assume with the IP of Star Wars that whenever this old gen title comes out, right, whenever this old gen patch, whatever we want to call it, when that releases, I bet you that makes it into the top 10 of the month.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
I'll be surprised.
We'll keep an eye on that. I think that will happen type vibe. COD continues to sell well, the juggernaut, right? Like, that is not stopping. And Modern Warfare 3, whatever they're calling it, coming up soon, that will continue to be big. Hogwarts continues to sell. Harry Potter Madness and Zelda, right? Like, these are just, that's a solid top 10 right there.
Yeah, I mean, Hogwarts coming out in February and being number 5 in June just speaks to the continued dominance of that game and that IP and how much people are going to show up for it, right? The fact that it's, by the time we get to the end of the year, it's going to be in the top 3 best-selling games of the year, if not top 2.
Hogwarts.
Right? Yeah, it's going to be Call of Duty, Hogwarts, Spider-Man. Oh, actually, no, Zelda's in there.
I would say Hogwarts
and
is in
Zelda's
the top 5.
Zelda's a weird one, too, because of... what don't they report digital sales?
Yeah,
they don't report that. And so, yeah, Zelda could like get knocked down because of that.
I agree with Bless. I think Hogwarts is easily one of the best selling games, top 3.
I think it'll be between Hogwarts and Spider-Man for what sells more between those two. But I think Spider-Man coming out later in the year might just be below
also
Hogwarts.
Also, Spider-Man only being on one platform as well.
That too. Yeah.
Like,
that too.
Hogwarts is going to get it. Like, who's to say how well it's going to run on the Switch, but that game is still going to be released on the Switch in November.
Yeah.
So that's going to give it another bump.
I know somebody in my life who's a casual video game player, right? Like, they play one or two games a year. We were talking about Hogwarts, and they were like, yeah, I'm waiting for it to come to Switch so I can play it.
Dope.
So that audience is there.
Hey, I like the Switcher.
Yeah.
That's the Witcher on Switch.
Oh, see, I thought you were talking about like the Xbox or the PlayStation Switcher that should have been Quick Resume.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wish I liked the Switcher. I wish it worked that way, Mike.
Quick Resume. You know, that's a topic for another day. How useful is it? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Are people really taking advantage of Quick Resume?
It's not really.
It's a nice feature, but I don't think that if you probably asked a bunch of people, they'd be like, I don't really recognize it. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah, because a lot of titles that you play, it will have to reboot itself because it's always online or it's pinging a server, right? So, like, it has to reboot itself anyways. How many times are you really going back and, like, jumping in with that Quick Resume off of the 6 different titles you could have? I don't think it's that big.
As somebody who plays mainly on my PlayStation or my Switch, that sounds like such a dream feature. I wish we had Quick Resume because that would save a lot of time for me switching between. Because I do switch between games quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And... yeah, like every time I think
that
about
it,
I'm
like,
yeah, I wish I had Quick Resume.
That could be you. Maybe you're the one.
Maybe I'm the one.
What's smart delivery, though?
Smart delivery is when you buy a game and it comes to you on any platform that you have. Yeah. So if you buy it and on Xbox Series X, it will come to Xbox One and it will also be on your PC catalog. So then you don't have to buy it multiple times because who wants to spend $120 on the same game buying two separate copies when you can just buy it once and it comes to all your platforms? Shit's kind of lit, but except for when I download shit on that goddamn Xbox app and it takes 4 times the fucking download speed. It's just so slow. Why is it 4 times as slow as downloading it on the Xbox? What are we doing over there? We need some help on that PC stuff. I know they're working on it. I do want to give them credit. They are really elevating the Xbox app, but whoa. Oh, my God, it's slow.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to elevate the content you listen to? Do you not want to spend $100? Do you want to go to a platform that will smartly deliver exclusive content right to your ears? You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to get the show ad-free and get a bunch of exclusive shows. But speaking of ads, let us tell you about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by PayPal Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Did you know it only takes a few seconds to get it? That means if you go to add it to your laptop or iPhone right now, you could be done before this ad read is even over. And you know what else works fast? Honey's deal finding abilities. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. When you check out, the Honey button appears. All you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that, and then if it finds a working coupon, you will find the prices drop. We've saved thousands of dollars thanks to Honey, buying costumes, props, tech over the years. Honestly, not using Honey is just silly. Honey doesn't just work on desktop, it works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and you get to save on the go. Getting Honey seriously only takes a few seconds, and by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. You can get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. That's joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. kind of funny. This episode's brought to you by Shady Rays. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price, durable frames, and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures just like Mike likes them. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. And every purchase supports the Shady Rays Impact Program, which works directly with nonprofits and their communities to empower and make adventure accessible for all walks of life, from childhood cancer patients to young adults with serious health conditions. Exclusively for y'all listening right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDAFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Again, that's ShadyRays.com. Use code KINDAFUNNY. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all know life can be hard. It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. I know from experience how often it just seems easier to care about others and keep it moving. But when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burned out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Some of my best friends use BetterHelp and love how helpful it can be for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. For more balance with BetterHelp, visit betterhelp.com/kindoffunny today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/kindoffunny. BetterHelp.com/kindoffunny.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And we're back with story number 3. Hasbro apologizes to Activision. This is Chris Scullion at Video Games Chronicle. Hasbro has apologized for claiming that Activision had lost its Transformers games and that this is the reason they aren't on Xbox Game Pass. In an interview with Transformers World last week, a member of the Hasbro team said it would like to see Microsoft revive Activision's old Transformer games via Game Pass. It claimed, however, that this may not be possible because it believed Activision had lost the hard drives containing the games. Quote, sadly, apparently, Activision's not sure what hard drives they're on in their building, they suggested. When a company eats a company that eats a company, things get lost, and that's very frustrating, end quote. Now, in a statement to VGC, the company has now apologized to Activision, saying the comments were made in error. Quote, to clarify, comments that suggest Transformers games have been lost were made in error, Hasbro's official statement reads. It continues, quote, we apologize to Activision and regret any confusion. They've been great partners, and we look forward to future opportunities to work together. End quote.
Whoops. That's all that is. A little whoopsie.
Do you think somebody got on the phone from Activision and called up Hasbro and was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's exactly
how this happened. You can't just be telling people that we're losing video games over here. We're trying to get acquired by one of the biggest tech companies in the world, and you're blowing up our fucking spot. What are you doing, Hasbro?
That is exactly what happened. That whoever spoke during that first interview might have misspoken because clearly they're not in the building.
Yeah.
And maybe there was rumor that it had gotten lost, or maybe they've spoken to the wrong person. We've all been there. Right, mm-hmm. I spoke to Linda at customer service. She sent me over to Ben. Ben has no idea what we're talking about now. And maybe they spoke a little out of turn. And I'm sure Daddy Activision called and said, you're going to fix this right away.
Yeah.
And that's what we're getting it's this like, comment
excuse
for.
Excuse me? Hey, we're listening to Kinda Funny Games Daily on Monday. We heard what you said about us.
You're going
to
fix this comment. But what I will say for Hasbro in particular, good on you for getting Transformers in the news.
Yeah.
And now people want to see the Transformer games on backwards compatibility with Xbox Game Pass once this deal does go through. And maybe we can have more Transformer games, because I'll tell you what, I'm sure if you're not a diehard Transformers fan, you probably weren't thinking about Hasbro's Transformer games in this kind of deal.
I never even thought about it. You know what I mean? Like I'm with you.
When we list the 10 Activision Blizzard games that you want, I don't think Transformers was up in that top category.
No. I mean, the only Transformer games I really think about is Transformers Devastation. That was made by Platinum Games.
That shit was dope.
That was dope as fuck. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do remember when those Transformers game came out from Activision, what, like late 2000s, like 2008, 2009, just about. And I remember it being a big deal, and I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But like listening to Tim talk about it on the show on Monday, I was like, okay, I get it. Like even Bear bring up the footage, I was like, oh, you know what? This looks good. Maybe I should have paid more attention to this back in the day. And so, yeah, like them being able to come out and kind of just throw the Transformer
we're in the news
out
cycle.
There, and now people are talking about it to kind of gauge the interest, gauge the attention. The fact that it's gotten news stories means that people care about it to some extent.
And see, now the fun part is in the Hasbro's meetings room, you're like kind of mad at Jeff for his comments. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, you're kind of like, good job, Jeff. Like, we're in the news. You know?
Hell yeah.
Like, good job. Well, you know what I mean? You might have misspoke there, and we might have had to apologize, which kind of sucks. But, like, good job, homie. Good job.
Story number four, we have the reason why Baldur's Gate 3 can't preload. This comes from at Baldur's Gate 3 on Twitter. Unfortunately, we were unable to make Baldur's Gate 3 available for preload. Steam doesn't support preload for early access titles because switching to preload would break the game for people currently playing early access. We still recommend deleting your save files / mods and doing a fresh install of Baldur's Gate 3 in preparation for August 3rd. Interesting.
Okay,
I don't think this came up as a possible reason for why they wouldn't do this. When we had the conversation yesterday, me and Greg.
Well, you were wondering why can't I preload this? Yeah. You guys didn't think, it's because it's currently an active running title right now.
For early access.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't think many people think of the back end of Steam on a lot of these things, right? Like, you just think, preload, that's kind of a newer thing. We can do that now, right? And so I don't think you think, it's also an active game that's in early access that I can literally buy and start playing right now. Maybe it won't work. So, it's all right.
Fair enough. Story number five. EA says its college football game is making incredible progress, but is still working through licensing. This is Chris Scullion at Video Games Chronicle. EA has given an update on the state of its upcoming college football game. During a Q&A as part of its Q1 2024 earnings call, the publisher's execs were asked for an update on the game's progress. CEO Andrew Wilson replied by saying the development team has, quote, made some incredible progress, end quote. He added, quote, the team's doing an incredible job building out what will be the future of college football. Gameplay is really coming together and really capturing all the action of pageantry and the difference in college football versus the NFL. I feel really confident in what the team is doing. We're working through the license situation broadly. As of now, we've got many, if not most, of the schools licensed as part of our licensing platform. We'll continue to work with the various governing bodies of the sport in the country and some key third-party partners that we have around how and when to include college athletes themselves into the game, and we'll work very closely with them. But I'm confident that this will be an incredible reemergence of what the college football experience is, that it will capture all the action and pageantry driven by the schools and all that goes on with the schools in the context of this game. And I do believe that we'll find a place where we can work in lockstep with the athletes for inclusion in the game as well. End quote. Is that music to yours, Mike?
Cool. Bless. Come on. First off, let's start. Before I start playing around and acting a fool, pay those kids. Okay? Point blank and simple. Pay those kids. Make it right. Make it happen.
That's got to be what he's implying here. Yes. What he's saying. Well, we're working with
it is
people.
A lot going on in this, Bless, right? Like, there's a lot of things happening with the NIL deals. There's a lot going on with player likenesses and how we're going to pay these kids. Justify that, right? Because there are top dollar kids that are making a whole lot of money off NIL deals that probably want a lot of money to be using their likeness. And then there's me, the second string old lineman for Middle Tennessee State, who probably just wants the video game or like $5 because I don't, I'm not the biggest quarterback at USC. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wait, so did you play college football? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
I could have been.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it is such an interesting conversation, right? Because yeah, what is the range, right? And I think that's what they're determining now is how do they do this? Can it just be one broad thing where everybody gets $60 in the video game and you call it good? Oh, it's clearly not going to be like that. So it's going to start to be a very weird range. But trust me, the kid at USC is not the same kid at Florida Atlantic Gulf Coast, right? Yeah. Like there's a major difference here on what's going on. But let's talk about the positives right now.
Mm-hmm.
College football is coming back, baby. And that's a big deal because last night, they put on the brand new College Game Day trailer get hype video that they'll play before all the video or before all the weekend sports.
Yeah.
Posty's on the track and it's good, bless.
Yeah.
It's hype.
Posty. See,
the pageantry is what you talk about,
oh, yeah,
right?
We call him Posty.
They call him Posty. And did you hear he's got the ring? He's got the one ring.
The one ring.
The guy who pulled the one ring magic card.
Oh,
brought
I
it to Posty.
This. I did.
That's a big
this.
Deal. Yeah. But let's get back
you
to
paid
sports.
Like $1 million for that.
Big deal. Hell yeah, man. I would tell Posty I want free concerts for life and you give me like $1 million and we call it good. And I think Posty would have done it.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he would have done it.
I mean, you see, he apparently just fucking loves Magic the Gathering. So yeah, he definitely would have done it.
But
2.6 million.
The pageantry, right? Like, if you watch that College Game Day trailer, right? You go to all these different schools and all these different areas of America. The colors, the cheerleaders, the fans. There's just the walkout hype, right? Like, that is what you're trying to capture in this video game that is different from Madden on an NFL Sunday game day, right? Like, there is something different when it's college football Saturday as opposed to that. And that's what the team will really work on, right? Gameplay, come on, let's be real. It's going to be very similar.
Yeah.
Okay, there will be small tweaks, but that gameplay is going to be Madden with a different cover and copy, okay? But you need to now nail the presentation.
You've
got to nail, hey, who are the announcers? Who's on the squad here? And how do we make sure it feels fun to be in the swamp in Florida, all the way to the big house up in Michigan, down in LA, at UCLA and USC? Like, now you get to play that game. And how many schools, what can we make each one look unique, right? Because these smaller schools, right, they can look like anything, but we still want to make it fun.
Yeah,
but I'm positive here.
I used to play when I played the college football game for PS2. I was doing University of Illinois, which is my hometown university, versus Illinois State.
Yep.
And like nobody else is doing this.
I was just gonna say that's like CU Boulder versus CSU. Nobody's playing.
Yeah, nobody's playing that. But I was playing it all the time, and they gotta like make sure to get that right.
Oh, they gotta get Coach Prime. Primetime Deion Sanders on the sidelines of CU Boulder. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
He better be perfect.
They will not.
They will absolutely not. You know that.
But it's got to be good enough. You know what I mean? Like, I want to at least have fun doing these, like, you know, niche matchups because this is my hometown. This is my home state, right? And, like, enough people from that home state are going to do that same matchup. Last thing is so many people will have their hands on these college football games that you want to make these, like, you know, very unique matchups matter enough or, like, get them right enough. And then, of course, the big dogs, the big players, get their likenesses, pay them, really give that all the love and care that deserves. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see how this pans out. I remember back in the day, like you talking about, you know, it's going to be virtually the same game. I do appreciate the little things they did to try and separate them
thing.
Out.
It's just little things.
I think it was maybe college football where like you press a button and to get like the crowd
correct
riled
you had
up.
The you would have the momentum of the crowd that started in college football is right.
Yeah,
that's made its way over into Madden, but yes, that started in college football where you could get the crowd behind you and it would start to shake the screen of your opponent and stuff like that. So yeah, the momentum was a big boost on that one. College cheerleaders, the mascot games, like there's a lot of fun things you can do on this, right? But yeah, I mean, it's positive here that they're still focused on this, right? This could easily be a project that they hit one obstacle in this NIL deal trying to get player likenesses, and they could be like, you know what? It was too much. We don't want to do this and back out of this, right? To hear them that they're still committed to this is a big deal for me as a fan, and I can't wait to see it. If I had one wish, I wish I could be a fly on the wall during these deals because, man, oh, man, I want to know the numbers. Right? Like,
dude,
is it, if you're, hey, you are the second middle string linebacker out in the middle of Middle Tennessee State, you get $5 in a game. Or if you are the hottest thing as the quarterback
saying,
number one.
If I am like one of the top five players in the country.
How much are you paying?
And you're EA at my door. Yeah, I'm asking for seven figures. I'm like, give me $1 million.
And then what is that?
Use my likeness.
What is the limit? right? How much can I pay each kid? Because if this becomes a annual title, we have to do this annually, right? So, yeah. Like, what is the breaking point where it's like, that's too much money. We're not making money anymore off mm-hmm. this. Because I'm paying all these
for
kids.
Such a high number.
There are so many schools. This isn't Madden where there's 32 teams, right? This is college football where there's 100-plus universities with 52 kids on a team, you know? It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
Can't wait.
Story number six, Mario Kart 8 and Splatoon for Wii U are coming back online. This is Jordan Midler at Video Games Chronicle. Nintendo has announced that online play for Mario Kart 8 and Splatoon on Wii U will recommence following an extended break for maintenance. Online services for both games were taken offline in March for emergency maintenance. However, at the time, there was little indication that the downtime would be so long-lasting. Now, after several months, both games are coming back online. Nintendo posted the following message to his website, quote, "In March 2023, Nintendo paused network services for the Wii U games Splatoon and Mario Kart 8 to address a vulnerability related to online play. The issue has now been fixed, and so we will resume online play for these games based on the schedule below. Please accept our sincere apologies for the extended waiting period," end quote. At the time, Nintendo data miner Oatmeal Dome took to Twitter to note that the security issue in question is almost certainly an exploit called ENL Bufferpone, whatever they call it, which allows an attacker to take over someone's console and execute code on it.
Whoa!
Just by playing against them online.
That's crazy.
That's fucking wild.
That's crazy.
That's a movie adaptation.
Okay, well, clearly we have to shut things down for a little bit.
Could you imagine, like, you're playing Mario Kart 8 DS and a Yoshi hits you with a green shell, and all of a sudden, like you green screen, and now code is being typed, and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? And now you don't have a credit card anymore because
got stolen. Got it.
They have your social security number because you got hit by a green shell.
Oh, man.
That's insane.
Okay.
That's fucking scary. So, yeah, good on them for taking it down.
Wow.
Good on them for fixing it, I guess.
That is wild.
Don't do it again, Nintendo. Figure that shit out.
And that's another interesting
They're not
one.
Doing that on Tekken.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, they well, don't do... They had that naked girl in Street Fighter.
Okay, but that's not as bad as it's not as bad as this.
That is an interesting one because we just talked about Star Wars on older gen consoles, right? But like, sure, this isn't selling, but this is an older gen console that probably Nintendo could be like, hey, we're done supporting online.
Yeah, they could have shut it down.
They could, yeah, they could have been done with this. They don't have to be there anymore. That's a long time since the Wii U.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that, I mean, that's a really good point, honestly. Like, the Wii U only sold 13 million hardware
units. They don't have to support that.
Like, I'm sure most of those have Mario Kart, but when you're looking at that chunk of players, and when you think about the amount of, like, going into chunks of a chunk, right? You're talking about 13 million Wii Us. You're talking about under that number for the amount of people that had Mario Kart there. Then you're talking about under that number, the amount of people that have now transitioned to the Switch and are playing Mario Kart on Switch. Mm-hmm. There's way less than a million people probably playing Mario Kart online
on the Wii U
or Wii U.
Yeah, yeah.
Nintendo took it down and fixed it.
Yeah.
Like for like 3 months or however long it took.
Good on them.
They did not need to do that, but good on them. Yeah. Like that's video game preservation right there, which Nintendo isn't typically known for being amazing at, but hey, they did it
well,
here.
At least for now. Like, you know, we have this story today, and, you know, in 2 months, it'll be like, all right, they're taking away all support for Wii U stuff online, you know?
It's about that time.
But also, that's such a waste of time if they do that. Yeah, we just got done fixing this thing for months. Now we're shutting it down.
Like, you know what? I don't want it anymore.
WNDs, man. WNDs.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's WNDs. Story number seven, our final news story for the day. Discord on Xbox will let you stream your gameplay to friends. This is Tom Warren at The Verge. Microsoft is improving its Xbox and Discord integration with a new streaming gameplay feature. Xbox owners will soon be able to stream their gameplay from a console to Discord users, allowing friends to watch them play games or even offer advice for solving challenges or boss battles. The new feature is starting to roll out to Xbox insiders in the alpha skip ahead and alpha rings of testing today, and should be available to all Xbox owners in the coming months. Much like the existing Discord integration on Xbox, it's all built into the parties and chat section of the dashboard. A new stream your game option will appear once you are connected to a Discord server with settings to customize the stream. Unfortunately, this is only a one-way stream, so you still won't be able to view streams from your friends who are broadcasting on Discord.
Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, first off, let's start off. Yo, major kudos to Discord and Xbox continuing to grow this partnership and make it better for people taking advantage of this. I know just months ago we were yelling, hey, people don't really use party chats anymore. They want Discord chats. They made it happen, right? That's a big deal. That's awesome. And to see them continue to grow, I can tell you firsthand. I'm on a Discord call every single night with the homies, and we are always streaming games to each other. It is always, yo, look at this dope thing I just did. Hey, I'm playing this game. Check it out. You know what I mean? Like, we love that. And be able to do that from the console is a great next step. I'm looking for the next step of, hey, I can now see what you're streaming on my TV, right? I want to be able to sit on the television and watch whatever Blessing is streaming into that Discord call. That's where I need this to go. But I do like that we're moving forward, which is great.
This sounds really cool, Mike. I can't wait to see them add in more functionality between Discord and Xbox.
Give me more.
But that functionality is just so far away. If I want to know what's coming out to Mom and Grab shops today, where would I look?
Blessing, I would take you to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Do 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 do. Yeah. Out today, we got Ninja or Die, Shadow of the Sun for PC, Thronefall Early Access for PC, Mirrored Souls for PC and Switch, and then Oceanhorn 2, Knights of the Lost Realm for Xbox Series X, PS5, and Switch.
Hey now.
Oceanhorn?
Yeah, remember Oceanhorn?
Yeah. When it was like, ah, man, you don't have a Zelda on your PlayStation, play this.
We got you. Yeah, here's a Zelda for you.
Here's Zelda at home.
Now they got Oceanhorn 2, which I think came out before, but this is just being ported to Xbox Series X and PS5. Okay. New dates for you. What the Golf is getting an Among Us crossover update on August 3rd and is coming to PS4 and PS5.
Hey, you were my Among Us guy.
Yeah.
Still hot or is it dead?
Among Us?
Yeah.
I mean,
where does Among Us fall?
I mean, I still have fun with Among Us every now and then. Okay. Alfredo does his Among Us like Saturdays.
Oh, sometimes. Wow,
yeah,
really?
On those,
okay.
Where they play modded. And that's where the fun is. And when you play modded and you have all these different roles that lead to different things, I really like playing that way. But I don't play as much as I did before. But I'm sure the kids are still
playing. I was going to ask you, like, what I want to know is, are the kids still playing? Is it Fortnite level hot like it was? Or is it cooled down?
I don't think
a
it's Fortnite level. Because I think the appeal of Among Us was largely it's pandemic. And so here's another thing for me to do with my friends online. Now that the world's opened up a little bit more, like, no, I don't think people are playing Among Us as much, but it's still in the ether. Didn't they just greenlight an Among Us cartoon or something? I think we talked about that on this show. Okay. So it's still out there doing its thing, but it's definitely not at the peak like it was mid-pandemic.
Yeah, I'd like to see the number, another one, if I could be a fly on the wall. I'd like to be inside with the Among Us team and like, no, hey, where do we stand?
Yeah.
Is it still biscuits and gravy and we're rolling this thing? Are we in a different phase now where we got to figure out what's next because it is slowing down? Or has this thing come to a crashing halt and like it's we got to figure this out?
Definitely not a crashing halt.
You don't think so?
Okay. I think they're still chipping away on different things. Like they put out the VR game late last year. I would want to know how that
I wanted to do that. But I think we beat up Greg so much that he'll never play Among Us again.
I think that's
I'm going to blame you for that.
I wasn't even
you
going
kept killing
hard.
Him.
I wasn't.
You kept killing him and lying to him.
I don't think that was me.
And so like it was like I think you and I were the biggest fans of that, and I really wanted to, but like Greg didn't want it.
They're gonna make more Among Us content.
He didn't have that dog.
The thing is, they're gonna like they just put out VR. They're gonna make Among Us like more shit that's going to like continue to be, like I wouldn't be surprised if we get Among Us 2 within the next 5 years.
Remember when Fortnite stole Among Us and they were like, yo, we just made our own Among Us.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo, what the
fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on here? And then they finally actually
Among Us crazy, bro. It was crazy. It was a crazy time back then.
The third expansion for Saints Row, The Song of Ice and Dust, will launch on August 8th. The game is also coming to Steam on August 24th. Mm. And then, I never know how to pronounce this one, Gigabash is coming to Nintendo Switch and Xbox on August 4th.
Gigabash. Is it not Gigabash?
Yeah, I thought it's Gigabash. Isn't that the one with the giant T-Rex?
I could have sworn I said Gigabash on a stream and people were making fun of me.
Get out of town. No, I always thought it was Gigabash.
Giga? Is it Giga? Okay, maybe I said Gigabash and people were making fun of me. I get PTSD now from seeing this title.
I feel that.
Yeah.
It's like Nigel Thornberry to me. Brings me awful flashbacks.
Wait, now you just got to lean into it, Mike.
Do you have nightmares of Nigel Thornberry?
I have nightmares of that kid.
Which one? The one that
cold hand English? Sandwich 69 called me Nigel Thornberry.
Oh. I love how you remember his fucking handle.
Broke me. Kid broke me forever.
That's so
I'll amazing. Never be the same after that.
Amazing. Mike, we have time for one reader mail.
Yeah.
Of course, you can write into kindoffunny.com/KFGD to get your question read on the show. Mike, do you want to talk about... Do you want to talk about balancing the games you're going to play, or do you want to talk about... like Starfield embargo and like if we're able to talk about it how we're able to talk about embargoes in general.
Well, that's usually a you and Greg thing. because I will say, I am allowed to say this, I believe. You and Greg normally handle the codes here for Kind of Funny.
Yeah, so mostly you guys, Greg, though.
Yeah, but you're in the co-pilot seat as opposed to anyone else.
Uh-huh.
And so you guys, I think, get to talk the most because you guys kind of direct the embargoes to us. Yeah, that's what happened.
I can see the not
that's what happened.
Comparison.
No, I so it. I think you guys would be the ones to speak well on that one. So I will say I couldn't add anything to this conversation besides Greg and Bless lead me and tell me how to do that. Got so it. Probably the first one.
All right. So Parks writes in
yeah.
to kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, hey, KFGD crew, how do you balance your want/need to play already released titles for review and hype for an upcoming game? My brain is full of Starfield, and every time I pick up a game these days, I can't stick to it for more than an hour before putting it down because it isn't Starfield. Hope you're having an amazing day. Mike, how do you balance the games that you want to play, especially when you have something big looming on the horizon?
Man, it's tough. I think we're just like everybody else, right? Like, we only have so much time in the day. And so you got to really put your balance into what do you want to actively play? What has piqued your interest? What has captured you? What are you excited to play with the homies? And also, like, are you going outside and getting some sun on your face, right? Yeah. Like, there's so much. Life is just balance, right? And so it is very difficult. For me, number one will always be, what can I play with the homies? Like, I will always be a multiplayer gamer first. I love getting the hoodoo from Nick Scarpino at 11 p.m. at night when I know I should be going to bed and he wants to play Warzone, right? Like, I'm all about that. I love getting to play games on stream. I think you, myself, and Andy, as kind of like the big resident streamers, along with Baird, who streams well, know that, like, we love the stream. And I just love finding games that are fun and engaging on stream. I just got done playing Dark Souls, right? Is Dark Souls a hot review game? Is that a game this year? No, but is it a game that it's fun and that I wanted to play that would be make good stream content? Yeah, so I put a lot of time and balance into that one, right? When it comes to review games, it depends, right? Am I on this review? Am I the lead reviewer? Okay, that's going to take precedent over a lot of my time and my balance, right? Is it a game where we drew the short straw and I was willing to step out of my comfort zone and it's Pikmin? And Tim's like, you don't got to play it all, Mike, if you don't vibe with it, right? And it's very much, if you're into this, Mike, go for it, right? And then you can do a review on it. All of a sudden, Pikmin freaking hits me. And I'm like, yo, I want to just spend a lot of time playing Pikmin now. Mm-hmm. So I think it just comes down to balance. It's a tough one. When we look at Starfield, right? Like, for me, I want to do something big here at Kind of Funny with Starfield. I want to stream nonstop Starfield and try to make some dope content for everyone. And so now that does play a factor into reviewing the game and streaming the game and how does this balance work. So we have to have a conversation as a team of what is Starfield for all of us and where do we all fall on that. But balance is fun. Balance, that juggle, I love that juggle, Bless, because guess what? Sometimes you drop a ball, you got to pick it back up, you got to find the flow again. I like that.
And I think, you know, not it's you got to do what's good for you, right? You got don't play video games in a way that's going to make games a burden, because it's a hobby, it's something you enjoy. Right. For us, it's our jobs. And so we kind of have a different relationship with it. But I would say if it's not your job, right, don't do something that you're not enjoying. Have fun with your video games. Play the games you want to play. Don't feel forced to play everything, because that's how burnout happens. You know, and that's one of the reasons why, again, I still don't have Jedi Survivor finished. Right. It's not a fact. It's not the fact that that game isn't good. It's more so the fact that, like, hey, I'm not in the mood for this thing. Let me not force it.
Yeah.
Right. Let me pick it up. Am I played 20 minutes. Am I feeling it? Am I having a good time? No, not right now. All right, cool. I'll come back to it later and do it that way, right? Don't necessarily force yourself to get in through a thing. Instead, what I've been doing, I'm playing a lot of Street Fighter because Street Fighter brings me joy. I just love playing Street Fighter. I've been playing a lot of Marvel Snap because Marvel Snap's been bringing me joy. And I'm playing a lot of, I was playing a lot of Inscription. I feel like Inscription has now turned into Marvel Snap. But there's no reason for me to play Inscription.
It's your comfort food, you know? And, like, I'm in a similar place right now where, like, I'm coming off of working on Zelda in review, already working on the next special presentation that I'm doing, and then we've got Armored Core looming, we've got Starfield looming, and stuff like that. So I technically have time, finally, to actually play Final Fantasy 16, but I know that that's just going to fucking wear me out to a degree that I am not ready for. So,
yeah. That's the other thing.
It's just about finding your comfort food before you get to the big stuff.
And that's the other thing for me, too, is, you know, Mike's been playing Dark Souls, and I really want to play Dark Souls at some point, and I'd love to start Dark Souls, like, now, right? I think I had it in my super fun games calendar of, like, hey, should I start Dark Souls?
I look at it all the time.
Beginning of July. Yeah. And part of why I didn't is just the fact that, you know, games for August and September and the fall keep stacking up, and I don't want to burn myself out ahead of getting into these things. Because when Armored Core comes out, I want to go all in on Armored Core. When Starfield comes out, I want to go in, all in on Starfield. Those are two gigantic games back to back, right? And then we're talking about a fall that doesn't quit. And so Lies of P is going to come out later in September.
Yeah.
Maybe I do want to take a break between Starfield and Lies of P, right? To kind of reset, regain my energy, and get outside, feel the sun on my face, go play some softball and do other things.
Yep.
But also Lies of P comes out the same day as Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I'm just going to die.
It's going to be a great time.
Dude, September and October,
play the games,
is going to suck.
And that's what I think, too, is there's I look at my Blessing Super Fun Game release calendar, and the reason why I stress that, like, I'm not going to play every game on this list.
Yeah.
These are games that I want to play. I'm not going to get to play all of them, because guess what? There's just too many fucking games. And yeah. So something's going to give, right? I'll probably not play Goodbye Volcano High, if I'm being honest, right? I might miss out on Bomb Rush Cyberpunk, even though I really badly want to play that game. I might miss out on it. I look at September. I probably won't play the Crew Motorfest.
Yeah. Well, the best part about life is you're not missing out on that, right? A lot of people put all this kind of like weird cachet on a backlog, right? Backlog's an awesome thing to have, because when you do have free time, you can jump into those games whenever you want to. There's no rush. What's up, cereal boy?
That's parfait.
What yogurt and granola.
Yo, that's dope.
You know what's up.
Yeah. You want in there?
Oh, no, snap. You want to show off your team really quick?
Oh, SummerSlam.
Detroit
in the D.
Oh, you're going to Detroit for SummerSlam? Oh,
come on, man. Well, you want something? What do you want?
Bring me a car. I heard they got the car industry.
We would like two large t-shirts that are either that or the one with the faces on it. Preferably the faces.
I think you probably just want one.
If you can bring me like a shirt with Eminem's face on it.
There it is. What size are you?
I'm a small.
Large, small. Yeah, you went large?
Yeah. Well, I'm a large
guy. Come on.
I'm sorry. In your head, do you think you and Bless are at the same, like...
Blessing is a tall fellow. I thought we were going off of that size.
I don't think Blessing
when
is
I think
very,
small,
very
I think like
tall.
A child.
A little man that'll lie for me. You know?
Yeah. No, Blessing is 5'11".
Gary's here to play Diablo with me.
Yeah.
I'm ready to play some Diablo.
That's great. Yeah, yeah.
Which fucking station is mine? You took my PlayStation.
You're station one.
You took my PlayStation, and I'm back in my...
No,
you got HTCDP enabled over on that dumb PlayStation?
Did you turn it off?
No, I can't. No. Once you plug it in, it's just a black screen. I can't turn it off.
But you can do it, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gary's on the Xbox?
Yeah, so Gary's on my station. You're on the closest station to the door. It should be ready to go.
Okay, that's station four, Mike, just to let you know.
Yeah, but like he hasn't been in the lab that much, so he just counts it one. Nick's desk. Yeah.
Why would you say the wrong number?
I like to say one because it's the closest to the door.
That's not how we organize it, though, Mike. You're going to fucking confuse people, and then Greg's going to go to...
I know the numbers!
They're not in there enough, Blessing. You just call one because it's right by the door. Just
no,
walk up to
dude. Like, wait.
You know what I mean?
I'm also not in there enough, so I didn't even know they had numbers.
He's fine. Yeah, he doesn't even know there's numbers.
I did not know they had numbers.
He doesn't care if there's numbers.
Usually, Mike says, go to Andy Station.
Yeah.
All right, I got to figure out which one has the tallest chair.
Mike, then just tell.
Don't you do that.
That's awesome.
Don't you short-shame him. Don't you short-shame him.
Not above average guys.
So, Mike, just tell Greg go to Nick's desk and not tell him a completely wrong number that
station
we
one.
Refer to all
Chat,
the time.
Station one. Don't worry about it.
Shut the fuck up.
Now it's time.
Take
squad it. Up. Of course, you can write into kindoffunny.com/KFG with your squad ups, just like Ethan Hunt did. I'm a big fan of Ethan Hunt. Ethan Hunt writes in and says, looking for some sleepy friends in Pokemon Sleep.
Ooh.
Here's my friend code. Hope you're all having a winning week. If you want to play some Pokemon Sleep with Ethan Hunt, you can add Ethan with the friend code 5569
Hunt
5429-2399.
Where am I playing?
Joey, you have pulled the short straw due to being on other work things, so you're in station five.
That's not gonna work.
Yeah, why
not?
Sorry.
Tim's in station five on
a. Then we'll set you up in the living room just to be comfortable. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, that's all right.
Now it's time for kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. We write in, let us know what we got wrong as we got it wrong, so we can correct it for those watching later on YouTube and listening later on podcast services around the globe.
What did we get wrong today?
That is not. That's a you're wrong for kind of munchies. That's a first.
Oh, what is it?
Andy has been ducking mac and cheese for too long.
Oh, wow.
And that has to be a new episode of kind of munchies. Don't write into you're wrong with your suggestions for kind of munchies.
What's the great
DM Roger on Twitter?
DM, blow up his
DMs. He's the kind of munchies guy. Don't make that my problem.
What's the good munchies video? Ice Cube, Seth Rogen came together for a little duo to promote Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
They both brought their favorite snacks. Had each other try their favorite snacks. told stories about it. So I sent it to Roger. I said, this could be fun. What if we all bring two or three of our favorite snacks and we get to tell stories about it?
That's a fun time. I like it.
Give me one of your favorite snacks that you would bring.
I really like the, what are they called? The Cheetos puff corn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
It's like popcorn, but not popcorn.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's like more puffy, more like soft. It's like eating a pillow. It's like biting into a pillow. The
I'd
butter
like
flavor.
To try that.
Oh, it's so good, Mike. They have somebody across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, I can bring
really?
It. Really? Yeah.
Okay, I like that. So I like that. That's a good question. Ice Cube brought Fat Burger.
Wait, what about Fat Burger?
He brought Fat Burger.
That's not a snack. I thought we were talking about snacks.
You bring snack, your favorite munchies, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And if it's a Fat Burger, it's a Fat Burger.
Ice Cube brought Fat Burger?
Yeah, he brought a Fat Burger.
What is Fat Burger?
You never had Fat Burger? That's E40's Burgers. He's part of the... It's like a burger chain.
Is that in the Bay?
Yeah, it's a big West Coast thing.
Okay. Yeah,
not my favorite.
I've never had Fat Burger.
Not my favorite.
Also, you hate E40.
They do it on the flat top, and it just doesn't taste that good. I'm not a big flat top guy.
Don't put that on Mike, bless.
We're gonna find a time in the calendar, Mike. You can tell me. Tell me when to go.
You want to go try Fat Burger together?
You can tell me when to go to Fat Burger.
Yeah, we'll go to Fat Burger. Deal.
Tomorrow's host for Kind of Funny Games Daily are gonna be me and Tim. If you're watching live after this KFG post show, is gonna be the crew playing Diablo. Of course, you saw it. It's Greg. It's Gary Witta. It's Joey
and Fran.
And Fran Mirabella.
Yeah.
What a squad.
We're bringing in the ultimate Diablo squad here. Is right.
I referenced Too Short.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering why you weren't picking it up. Mike, this has been Kind of Funny Games Daily. Yeah. Each and every weekday live right here on YouTube.com/Kind of Funny Games and Twitch.tv/Kind of Funny Games. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. Before we go, Nick Scarpino, what's up?
What station do you want Gary on for?
Oh,
for
my
Diablo?
God.
My station.
Your station? Yeah. Oh, number one? Okay.
What, he's on Xbox.
No, that's not
number one.
That's like, not number. That. That's not you're station one.
No, Mike's station one. He's number one. All right, so he's on station two.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
That's or is that three?
Station two.
Okay, station two. And then where do you want
Fran?
Joey?
Where's Fran?
Fran's here?
Is Fran in this building yet?
No.
Joey, we're just going to set up in the living
room. We're 10 minutes late on this case.
Okay, so Joey's in the living room, yeah. And Greg's where?
Greg is at your desk.
My desk, and who's at Andy's desk? Franny, got it.
And I want everyone to know, when I invited Fran, he goes, what desk am I sitting at? I'm like, you're sitting at Andy's. Oh, my God. And he goes, I'm going to have to bring my own keyboard and mouse, right? And I say, God damn it, Fran. You got to figure your life out, man.
One of the conversations that haunts me to this day is when Fran started talking about Andy's mouse. And he was like, "What? I got to get in the kernels to get into the DPI setting for this mouse. I don't understand. Andy's crazy. Andy's doing it new school style. I'm old school style."
I am happy to report Fran is in the chat. He's on his way.
I just want to
so they all
show.
Be good.
The next time I go into the lab, he's going to have all of the monitors flipped upside down.
Gary Witt, it's good to see you in the background. How you doing, Gary?
Can I end the show?
We're chatting. We're chatting with people. Let's
also, I got E40 right. It was E40.
Yeah. Oh shit! You want to go back to back with him right now?
Off air. Off air.
You did take shots at Andy earlier.
Wait, what shot would I take at Andy? We're both average height, above average guys.
Yeah,
love
very,
that.
On the tall side too. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you. Yes. Gary, you want to come chat with us over here? You want to hang out?
All I want to do is end the goddamn show. Then Nick Scarpino shows up.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kind of Funny Games Daily Post Show. We're reading your super chats. We're going to have a super time with our super hosts. Mike is just putting Gary in the seat, I guess. Mike loves doing this, by the way. Mike, if Greg's dad walked in the room, Mike would be like, hey, Greg's dad, you want to walk on the show?
Just like Gary in here.
Gary has to go log
just
in.
Just fucking stay on camera.
We love Gary Whittle. Let him have some fun.
Let's read some super chats from everybody. Yeah. 17 minutes ago.
Okay.
Sean Spigner.
Sean
donated $2 super chat. Says yesterday's Kind of Funny Games Daily Persona 5 fourth play today at work. What the fuck?
Oh, he's
does that
playing
mean?
Persona 5 while watching Kind of Funny Games Daily.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had written in yesterday about playing Persona 5 while watching, but today, unfortunately, they're at work.
Man. The daily grind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Feel the Surge with a $5 super chat.
The Surge.
Says Mike. Yep. My wife was stoked when she learned you were watching One Piece. She just caught up and is obsessed.
Yo!
Top three favorite characters so far. Because you started watching it in like 1992, right?
Yeah, I can't stop. Can't stop. It will always be, of course, Luffy, the incredible captain. Nami is my favorite because I really love Nami.
Nami B.
And then after that, the fun part is now you get kind of, you get interesting with it, where you want to go with this one. And so I'm going to go with a baddie. Crocodile. I like Crocodile a lot.
Oh, is it a bad guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to have some baddie in there. You got to have some bad guys.
Shout out to Zoro, though.
Mike, how did the hamstring hold him?
You know what? I ran yesterday. I had to play on the other team, and they were down. People. So I had to go play outfield. Let's say this. My team, they weren't hitting at all. I even made fun of this guy. He was like, can we get back to who's a douche this week? You know what I mean? This jabroni.
No, Coop, were you hitting on Coop to Coop, Andy?
Last
he
week.
Was hating.
You're not going to do this to my guy, Coop. Hey,
he was hating so hard.
Coop is my guy.
Coop is better this week. Coop is in the good house now. This week, had another douchebag on the team. Talking that talk, walking that walk. Guess what? Guy never hit it out of the infield, Andy. So what did I do at the end of the game?
I know.
I go, oh, man, really wish you would have hit one towards me in the outfield. Never got out of the infield. He didn't like that. He didn't like that one.
Damn. Why are you so combative? Why can't you just go?
He was mean to me first because I called it Frisco. How long y'all been in Frisco? Long enough to know we don't call it Frisco. Like, okay,
you don't come like that.
Okay, jabron, nah, you'll be fine.
You can't come out of the gate like that and demand respect.
You can't call it Frisco.
Yeah.
But also,
Frisco.
It's a weird thing because, like, old school people will call it Frisco, you know? It's a weird thing.
Nigerian with a $3 something.
Oh,
I don't know where this is from. Oh, this is just like a Streamlabs tip. Okay. I was like, this doesn't look, I've never seen this icon before. Uh-huh. Blessing, have you finished the Nier Automata anime?
Oh,
no.
The rest of the episodes got released for season one and they were amazing. The story was great and the animation superb.
Ooh.
Really? I've not heard that many great reviews on it. So like I watched the first episode and then people discouraged me from watching the rest. So I was like, well, I played the game, so do I really need to watch it again? But if I'm hearing that it's good, I'll go back and rewatch it because I've been looking for a reason to re-experience Nier Automata because I fucking love that game.
There was an episode that got me. I didn't finish the original or the first season, but it was like episode four or something that like really focused on the androids that like it felt like a side story, like the main characters aren't even in it.
Was it like about Pascal's Village by any chance?
I think so. I think it might have been like the origin of that village possibly. Okay. I just remember it being very sad and it got me. I didn't play through that game, so
the last thing I played was because you know I was like I've already played like 1.5 times through it. I never did the full like actual playthrough. The last thing we all saw was all the robots banging each other because that's what humans do.
Hell yeah.
Mowgli, 8 months of Prime Gaming, says, just happy to be here. Thank you for using your Prime on us, Mowgli.
Thank you.
Appreciate your support. Great. We got Big Bad Beluga gifted us up to Benny Bananas and Fran Mirabella III, who you will see in just mere minutes.
He's coming.
Resubscribed for 83
months. He's
going to
touch your death.
Months.
He asked me to download Logitech G Hub. And I go, I don't know. I downloaded it for him.
I don't know.
Because, like, you got your all set up. You got DPI. And I didn't want to mess with that. But he's like, no, it's fine. And I was like, all right.
Is he bringing his shit?
Oh, yeah. He definitely
he
is.
He fucking... God,
he's got to make sure his Diablo experience.
The kernels,
so
man.
Deep.
I mean, this isn't goddamn Counter Strike. Why do you need the most like accurate shit? You're clicking on a goddamn ground. Thank you, Justin34M, for giving us a super chat here on this post. Kind of Funny Games Daily super chat.
Yeah,
and said shout out to Gary's rad shirt. Thank you.
Oh, is he wearing a good one? I didn't see it.
Yeah, he's wearing the.
Oh, here it comes.
Con. He's wearing the around.
Oh, he looks so cool. He's all locked in.
Oh,
ask Gary questions during the super chat segment.
Mike, why do you keep trying to leave?
I know.
Stay and do your fucking job.
Give him a chair. You want to put this height thing to rest?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you all stand?
Because I know. Because I know.
Stand back to back.
Oh, we can do that off air. We can do that off air.
It's his hamstring. He played softball yesterday.
Yeah, it's tough to stand right now.
Hey, what's going on?
CJ Splitson submitted a $5 super chat and says, wondering if Mike or Andy has checked out Twisted Metal. Seems like a show y'all would love. There's too many games right now for me to watch a show that I don't have a whole lot of interest in a universe that I couldn't give a lesser fuck about. Gary, why are we making... Like, I'm sure the Twisted Metal show is fine now. People are talking about it.
Someone was talking to me about... Like, a friend of mine's watching. He said it's actually pretty good.
Seems like Blessing was right. It's a decent show.
Who has the time?
I try to tell
why,
you all.
Like, there's so many other IPs to make goddamn shows about. Why are we doing it on Twisted Metal?
We already
cool.
got a Last of Us.
It's not.
Now let's have some fun.
Remember that guy Axel who's stuck in between two wheels, so he's the Axel?
I never thought about that
you
shit.
Know what I mean?
Yo, that's crazy.
He looks like this. He's like...
Andy, what are you watching on TV? What will you take
what are you watching?
Game time away from to watch on TV?
Honestly, you know, I can't even make excuses. I'm just on like my ninth Curb rewatch.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's good. That's a good show.
Nothing wrong with comfort
because,
TV.
Because I've been gaming so late with all the stuff that we have out right now. I'm still like I'm trying to get through Final Fantasy 16. We've been playing a bunch of embargoed stuff, and my late night thing is to put on Curb, bust out Dave the Diver. Man, I've been diving.
Not everyone
turned on Dave the Diver.
So many people are telling me to play Dave the Diver that I almost like. Don't want to play it because
it's
annoying me so much.
Good.
But I did. I installed it on my Steam Deck because someone said it's great.
Yeah, that's on Steam Deck game for sure. Yeah. Omar says, "Why is Andy so mad?" Omar, go fuck yourself, okay?
It's because he missed me. I missed you yesterday, Andy, so much.
I had such a great day without you,
Axel.
Yeah, thank you for calling that out again. Hello Gamer donated $2. $2 super chat. Thank you, Hello Gamer. Luke Meads donated $7 with a YouTube super chat. Says, "Hey guys, have any of y'all played disc golf?" Oh, man, how many times have we answered this, Mike?
Oh, man.
I feel like it's right up your alley, Mike, with the homies in nature having a puff throwing disc. We've talked about this before.
Fuck disc golf.
Like, I feel like Mike was conceived on a disc golf course in the middle of a disc golf
Mike
match.
Yeah, Mike does have a lot of disc
and
golf.
And born history. During a disc golf match, but the thing is, he hates disc golf.
With a passion.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense to me.
I could see Mike easily playing disc golf.
Gary, where do you fall on disc golf? You seem like a disc golf
I'm more
jabroni.
Interested in the comment in the chat that's claiming that Andy is a sundayer for Mike. Isn't that like the Japanese term for like an obsessed girl, like wannabe girlfriend? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I am, or Andy is.
Andy's obsessed with you, apparently.
Oh my God. We should spend more time together.
They're more obsessed with each other, I think. Mike is definitely more obsessed with Andy.
why aren't you any of y'all using this laptop, by the way? What's going on?
It's Blessing's laptop now.
No,
I used that one yesterday.
Myself like Katniss
Everdeen. I knew you were coming on for the post show, so I didn't take it out.
Those Razer's a nice laptop.
The idea that Mike walked in here and said, "Roger, clear the whole thing. I'm never going to use it again."
I don't know if you saw it, but it's
laptop still.
I don't know if it's even out yet, but at TwitchCon they had a prototype of the new Razer laptop that has an OLED screen. Oh my God! Once you see it, you can't ever go back.
Baby.
Razer, I don't have a laptop. Please help.
He was looking at Best Buy the other day. I was like, "I'm going to buy a $2,000 iPad, Roger." Oh Roger, I'm going to get this $2,000 iPad.
This laptop crashes on me once a week.
This
and it's become a problem.
Now.
Oh, you tossed it the fuck out. Yeah, you're using this from now on. Just use this from now on.
Razor's
but like, I need. But like, we're sharing this though.
No, we're not.
This is yours.
No,
this is yours.
Like,
make
the
it
thing,
clear, Andy.
Like,
let them know.
This is a sure. It's meant for the office, right? But Blessing, you're on camera the most out of all of us. You've got games daily.
Yeah,
every
but
damn day.
I need like I need a cool laptop that I can use at my desk. Is the
right
thing
there.
Like 24/7.
Oh, this is the one you've been using at your desk?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
This is yours, homie.
Yeah, this
take
is,
it.
This is yours, homie. This is yours.
I mean, listen.
Dude, this thing is like 15 years old. Can I get a widescreen monitor on my desk, by the way?
What is this, a 15-inch?
Is that
a widescreen monitor?
Here's the thing, Mike. I've been using my fucking laptop as like my work PC. Sure, I only make thumbnails, but like...
Yeah.
I would love to just have my laptop be my laptop. And here's the thing. My old PC, I'm probably going to make it my desk PC.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, this is a 17-inch.
That's a sweet one.
I even
bought a cover for it.
When I tell you, I spent like an hour and a half doing my like working on my employee review, right? Doing the whole thing we do. I got an hour and a half in, crash.
Oh no!
And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Just put it on his desk. Just put it on his desk.
I was so eloquent in that review too. I was so upset. I got very lucky that the Google form that we used had saved.
Oh,
I was so
God.
Upset for a second though, because it was also 5 p.m. I was like. Foot out the door. I had like one more thing to put in before I left.
Get into the bay.
That shit crashed, and I was like, I might just go ape shit right now.
Okay, what do you think about my leg?
Oh shit! What happened,
dude?
There?
Is the bruise still
does
there?
It look bad? It doesn't look that bad.
I had
right?
my ankle look like that.
No,
once.
But get in front of the desk, Mike.
Is that from that? Last week or is that yesterday?
That's from softball.
That's
Gary,
from softball.
Week. It's probably getting better.
It's not. You need to stop walking on it, dude.
Oh no, that's significantly worse,
ran,
Mike.
Yes.
That's so much worse.
Yeah, that's stop. You need to come up nicely.
And then that one kid never hit it at me.
You need to fucking get off of the hamstring, Mike. It's Cody Rhodes with the big swollen tit, dude.
Whoa, you know what I mean?
Why is he standing right now? Like, this job requires you
to sit and join.
Here's
super
the thing.
Chat with questions for Gary.
Let's have a serious talk here with Mike. If a baseball hits you in the fucking leg and you bruise, that's one thing. That's a bruise. That's like a blunt force bruise, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you... getting a bruise when you pull something, that's not a pull, that's a tear.
That's an internal injury.
That's an internal tear.
Good thing I shook it off, Gary, like a
champion.
Does
it still hurt?
That's not how that works.
I slapped that thing right now.
I busted my ankle really, really bad. You know when you roll it under, oh, it's the worst. I did that one time and it went purple like that. It blew up like a football.
Oh, yeah. I'm one roll away.
Yeah, it's like Gary? you've got torn, some shit is torn inside of your leg.
Yeah, I've rolled my right ankle several times. I'm one roll away from like just calling it quits forever. I really feel like that's like all I got left in me.
Mike, it's that color because there is bleeding happening inside of your leg.
Yeah, but that's old blood. That's blood that's moving.
Oh, okay, cool. That's fine then.
It's old blood.
It's old blood just coagulating
like
and sitting in there then.
The old blood.
Cool. Yeah, no problem.
God, we're going to have to amputate his leg.
He's totally fine. Nah, I'll be fine, Slappy. They're cutting off his leg. I'm good, Slappy. Don't worry about it.
The optometrist won't go to actual doctor.
Hello, Gamer.
Hello, Gamer.
Donated $5 and says, just wanted to say Mike brings a lot of joy to the gaming space. Oh, and I look forward to seeing him on the show. Thanks for the positivity,
Mike. So people can pay money and you have to read their question out? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we're in the post-show super chat segment where if you really want to get your question read, pay the fuck up.
What's the minimum amount of money you can...
$70, Gary.
$70?
$70. Much Ado About Trash with a $10 super chat says, hey, handsome gents, when Microsoft acquires Activision Blizzard, do you think they'll use their expertise to create new IP like how Sony's using Bungie for their first party despite the COD 10-year deal?
What do you think, Gary? Will they use their expertise to force this team to make some new IP?
I hope so. I don't want like this game version 11 and this game version 8. Like, give me something new.
I mean, we want StarCraft, right? We want a new StarCraft.
Didn't I read the other day that Ubisoft has 6 Assassin's Creed games in development right now? I feel like that's too many.
Each one of them more useless than the next.
Yeah, and they're all going to be the same.
DJ Kento with a $5 super chat says, shout out to Blessing, the real star of the latest episode of Girlfriend Reviews. How was that lunch?
Huh?
Oh, wait, really? They put you in the Armored Core stuff, that means. Their latest Girlfriend Reviews is a preview of Armored Core 6.
Was I there at the same time as them?
They took photos of the same thing you were taking photos of.
I did not notice them there.
Dang, you're in.
But
it.
Also, I don't know if I've seen... I don't know if I know how they look like.
You're a star. Manny Bagel Boy Sanchez with a $5 super chat says, Gary, what do you think about the newest Xbox controller? Will it join your collection?
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
The,
tell them, Gary.
What's it called, that one? I like it. I posted it in the Xbox Slack.
Aurora Blast. Okay,
It sounds like
Blaster.
A Mountain Dew flavor. Shadow Wave.
Really quick, Chad's calling Blessing out that apparently he ate lunch with them.
Wow, Bless.
No,
that's
I ate lunch with Bruce Green.
Yeah, and who were the other people with Bruce Green?
Yang Ye. It was Bruce Green, Yang Ye, and Lawrence Sontag.
Yeah. Okay.
Were there more people there?
Apparently. That's what Chad's saying.
Cloud Vapors.
I literally sat right next to them and like just did not know who these people were.
He was just in the mech vibe. Yeah.
Apparently you yourself are in this video, not from like our preview video. You are in their footage of them going to the preview.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
You know, it's only a matter of stuff.
Right during that, I was focusing on other things. Because during that lunch,
Blessing was the Raven, bro.
I looked to my left during that lunch, and there was a girl doing a TikTok dance in front of like the actual mech that they had like walking there. And then later on, I learned that that girl was Grimes.
You know, Blessing is clearly such an up and comer. I know you've gamed this out. I know Greg and Tim and Nick are all very smart and they've thought this through and they've already got a contingency plan in place because it's going to happen. It's only a matter of time before Blessing gets an offer from a much bigger network. And I tell you what, he will not hesitate. He'll be gone.
He'd make the right call.
Gary just read me like a damn book.
Yeah.
Damn, he's reading you.
I've been counting my days too, Gary.
Blessing's probably already got like a go bag under his desk.
Change of clothes.
I got like a
toothbrush.
I got a parachute.
He's fucking gone. Passport.
Hopping out.
When I leave and I get the rebuttal of like, how do we make you stay? I said, take Mike away. I never want to see him again. Electric Craig Tar with a $5 super chat says, that's a great shirt, Gary.
It is a great shirt.
Man, you are in this video. You are in this video.
I'm right next to them.
Two people away.
That's so fucking funny. I definitely saw them, did not know who they were.
Well, now you know.
Did next not know who they were. Bear, if you're able to bring up this footage, because like I'm in the video.
The 2 minute 37
seconds. 36. That's so funny.
That's so damn funny.
She's going to like walk over me and start asking me questions probably.
Kevin Asex with a $77 or 77 month resubscription.
There we go.
Says Mike is acting tough right now, but I know he'll hop on Discord tonight and cry about how hurt he is. Is that true, Mike?
There's Bless
back there.
Oh, and they have Bruce Green in the give me a lower third. Dude.
No, you don't deserve it. You didn't know who they were.
Lower third. Why does Bruce get? Bruce isn't even in the video.
That you guys are eating off like metal prison plates. Are we gonna address
eating some gruel? Yes.
And they have famous person under Bruce Green. I'm right next to him. Give me a lower third.
You went from not knowing you were next to them to now mad.
Give me a dang lower third.
Man, Gary got in your head already. The ego just shot up.
You should stand next to Gary right now.
It's nothing that Blessing's not already thinking, I promise. Blessing is already thinking about how high he can go in this business.
Oh, 100%. Adam Nixon.
This is a stepping stone.
Is this from our Reddit? Is this where we're pulling this from? Are people in Reddit talking about
Gary me? Just knows, bro.
Gary just knows.
No, Gary sees greatness and knows greatness.
I know. I've been around a long time. I've seen it all, Blessing. I know. I know that you are the next generation. You're the next big thing.
I appreciate it.
But it's not going to happen for you here. You need to get to a bigger and better.
Gary, what are you trying to do to us right now?
I'm trying to support my friend Blessing.
Are you trying to become his manager?
Gary's trying to get his spot back on KFTD.
That's what it is.
The writer's strike, I got to get back on a daily
show. Only way I can get back on KFTD.
Gary's trying to get me off of KFTD.
This is what you get when you stop asking me to come on KFTD. I go rogue.
So funny.
Adam with a $2 super chat says, just a quick hello to my good friend Snowmac Mike.
Hello.
Night Owl Brian.
Oh, is that Adam?
Yeah, Adam.
Is that our Adam?
Adam Vision.
That's our
Adam. Adam Vision.
That's our Adam.
With a
Adam
$5
tried to separate me and Gary once, try to get in the middle of us.
It's impossible. Nobody can get between Mike and what he wants.
Yeah, not me and Gary. No.
Night Owl Brian with a final super chat of the day for today's Kind of Funny Games Daily post show. Big head. There's going to be two left. Sorry.
Two left.
Night Owl Brian says, ask Fran how he feels about his Diablo inventory management.
That's a great question if I've ever heard one.
Oh, he's not. I actually did. I was on Fran's Diablo podcast.
Oh, sweet.
Either earlier this week or last week. I don't remember. All the days kind of blend into one another these days. He's not a fan of the inventory management in Diablo. If you get him started on that, you're going to be listening for a long time.
Well, here's the thing. Big Head Isaac. Big Head Isaac with a $5 super chat says, purely just want to point out I'm a sports physio and tell Mike he needs to stop softball for a couple of weeks, please.
You got to rest that leg.
Thanks, Big Head Isaac. We'll do it.
You should fucking ice that, elevate it.
In one ear, out the other.
I probably would have encouraged you to do
softball. I went 2-for-4 last night. I didn't play well.
Fuck yeah, you did, brother.
I didn't play well. So, maybe I'll skip a week, or maybe I got to go 4-for-4 next week.
Jamie Simons donated the final one. This is the actual final one. Final one. $5 from Jamie Simons. Over there in New Zealand, says, Bliss, I got my physical armored core from Japan today. Any tips for my first playthrough?
I
didn't know that Andy was like a master of accents and impersonations. Yeah, yeah. He did Fran. He's done someone from New Zealand.
And I haven't dipped into the New Zealand Duffy in a while. And it's just like riding a bike, brother.
Holy cow.
It's like riding a bike.
Like, it was so Australian that I didn't even understand a word you said.
Well, that's the thing. Is there a difference between the New Zealand and the Australian accents? I'm not sure. There are probably some New Zealand people that are really offended right now.
The New Zealand, based on a lot of my studying, it's a lot more E than E.
Okay.
It's a lot more... Like, when you hear Alana talk... Some people who don't know a lot about accents will be like, oh, is she British, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, a lot of people mix up the British and the Australian accent.
The reason why I know New Zealand is from watching a lot of Flight of the Conchords.
Okay, because they're Kiwis.
So Brett McKenzie becomes Brit.
Right.
Hey, Brit.
Right.
So, Bliss, I got my physical armor core from Japan today. Any tips for my first playthrough?
Armor core 6?
I think you're right. Now that you mention it, there is a subtle difference, yeah.
They got it in. They got their physical Armored Core 6 already in.
Wait, really?
Today from Japan, apparently.
Huh.
They're not far from Japan, so they would get it first.
Yeah, send it over. Yeah. I mean, the only tip I have, right, because I've only played the first chapter, would be to don't be afraid to switch up your tool set, right? Like, go into your armory, switch out guns if you're having any trouble, and, like, try to experiment with different things. But that's the only tip I can give you being so early on for me.
Can I call this right now?
Go for
it. Call it out.
I want to call this right now. I'm calling dibs on something very, very important. I don't know if this is happening.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if FromSoftware/Bandai Namco send us the collector's edition, I want the Big Mac. I want the Big Mac statue.
That is all you.
Can I call dibs on something?
What?
No.
I thought you were going to be like, I want to hang out with you tonight. Thank you so much for watching this Kind of Funny Games Daily post show, a super chat. With our super hosts, we will see you momentarily over in the lab because Mike Fran. No, you're not playing.
Yeah.
Oh, you
just
are
going to help them set up.
Okay. Fran, yeah. Gary, Joey, and Greg will be playing Diablo together.
That's a good group.
All of the group. Diablo it's heads are in there getting at it. We'll see you in a bit, everybody. Thank you so much. We love
Goodbye.
You.